And it's time once again for our weekly COVID update, our checkup from Peace Harbor Hospital. And joining me on the phone again is Dr. Willie Foster and Dr. Heather MacArthur. Dr. Willie Foster is the head of the emergency department. And Dr. MacArthur is the incoming medical director. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, George.
So I wanted to start out, you know, this was a big weekend here in Florence. I was kind of expecting the crowds we got, but I don't know that everybody was expecting the crowds. And I saw a lot of people. In fact, I talked to somebody that was out in front of the Beachcomber and said, you know, hey, what do you feel about what's going on there? And I said, well, I just came out to count how many people were wearing masks. And surprisingly enough, he said, not a whole lot of them. So let's talk a little bit about what the crowded streets and that meant, the sidewalks. Being outdoors, does that make a difference on the risk of transmission?
I would think, you know, that if you look at the whole picture of what we know about coronavirus, and, you know, I always need to state that what we know about it is changing on a daily and weekly basis. This was a new disease, you know, 4 months ago, and so we're continuing to learn stuff. But overall, being outside probably puts you at less risk for several reasons. One, people tend to be farther apart. Two, there's less surfaces for the virus to land and stay on, like, you know, tables and chairs and other things. And three, just the wind and the atmosphere and the air in general tend to disperse the virus if it did get airborne, much more so than in an enclosed room. So I would have to say overall, outside, you're probably safer, especially if we continue to follow those social distancing and wearing mask, you know, recommendations.
Now, are we learning more about this virus? And I it's unsubstantiated from what I heard, but over the weekend I heard someone comment that it may not stay live as long on surfaces as we first thought. Are you hearing anything about that?
Definitely. I think we've changed. The science has just changed. I feel like every week I've had to do an update, stay on top of the information for me personally, because the information seems to double almost every couple days. I think there's multiple scientists throughout the world that have been working to get information out and try to learn as much as they can, as quickly as they can. Obviously, the biggest drive has been to get to a vaccine as quickly as possible. And so I appreciate everyone who's working so hard to get there. And as we learn, the more we can do to try to protect ourselves and to get to a place where we can all be safe from it.
What is the current etiquette that we're dealing with now? I mean, I would find it hard for me to go up to somebody and say, hey, you need to put a mask on or, you know, keep your distance. But, I mean, there's some people out there that really feel strongly about that. Is it okay, you know, to let someone know your boundaries?
I think it's absolutely okay. I loved what one person that I saw who this weekend, I thought they did a wonderful job. As someone came walking up to their store, they said, we're sorry, we've reached our limit of numbers that could go in. Could you please just wait and then we'll let you in next? And we're asking everyone to mask who comes in our store. And the group that had come in said, oh, okay. And they seemed very receptive and were very polite about it. Not everyone, obviously, out there is throughout the country that we're hearing is being quite as polite. We've definitely heard some pretty negative things on the news. But I felt like me personally witnessing things that people were trying to work together to try to make it as safe as possible. I witnessed one obvious vulnerable population person who was out masking. Their whole family was masked with them and thought that others were trying to be very polite and respectful. So I hope that everyone can continue to be aware and do what they can to protect others. I think that's the biggest thing about masking, is to protect others from us. And the more we can do to be aware of that, to continue with hand washing and masking and social distancing. And I love watching others as they're maybe they haven't seen someone in a really long time and they want to rush in for that hug and can say like, oh, wait, toe tap or elbow shake, so that we can try to just be aware that even those social mores that we're so used to as perhaps that American mentality of a hug or a handshake, that we need to really rethink about how we're dealing with others with still being friendly and welcoming.
Well, and hopefully this thing will find a way to defeat it, because the human touch is something that's really very important, especially for emotional matters and things like that. Now, what about one of the things in part of phase one is the opening of restaurants have reopened, and I myself and my wife, we enjoyed lunch out on one of the tables outside. What about people that are eating? Obviously, you know, people can't wear a mask. What's the proper precautions for that situation there, Dr. Foster?
Well, I mean, I think that the guidelines that have been put out by, you know, the CDC, the Oregon Health Authority, you know, are as good as we have at this point, you know, that servers are going to wear masks because they can, that tables are going to be spread out. That, you know, all those kind of things are going to decrease the likelihood of spreading the coronavirus. And, you know, it's a balance between, you know, public safety and public, you know, financial well-being. And I think that, you know, we're trying to strike a balance there. And I think restaurants reopening, you know, it's going to be difficult for them. They like to go back to full service, but half service or less is better than none. And so I think the compromises that we're having to make, you know, allow us to be reasonably safe based on everything we know, yet allow us to get back to some type of new normal. So I think it's totally appropriate to go out and eat following the guidelines that are in place.
One of the other things, too, that happens, especially in a traveling destination like we have here, is people don't necessarily have access to restrooms that are private. So you've got public restrooms, you've got public places like that. I was at one place on Saturday where when I went in after purchasing some fuel, they said, oh, if you want to use our restrooms, you have to use hand sanitizer before you go in, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. What other precautions do people need to take when it comes to dealing with, because we have the port property has restrooms, downtown on Bay Street, we have public restrooms. What's the recommendation for that?
I'm not sure if there's any, you know, discrete recommendations. You know, I'm sure that all of the places that have restrooms are doing more, you know, intensive and frequent cleaning of those restrooms, but certainly they can't go in and clean after every, you know, customer uses it. So I think from a personal perspective, you know, you leave your mask on, you know, you avoid touching things, you use, you know, a paper towel to open and close the door if possible. You know, you might make the argument instead of using the faucet to use your own hand sanitizer when you come out. But certainly soap and water is very effective at killing the virus as well. So I wouldn't be afraid of using the faucet there. It's just that afterwards, maybe turn it off with the paper towel instead of using your clean hand to turn off the faucet, and then use that same paper towel to, you know, open the door, and you've avoided, you know, touching things, which is one of the ways that it is spread, you know, through it being on other surfaces.
Now, obviously, as the weather continues to get better, we're going to see more and more people in town. And I honestly, you know, even though the recommendation is not travel more than 50 miles, I can guarantee you we had more than enough people here from over 50 miles yesterday, which means the possibility of COVID-19 having visited our community over the weekend is possible. So, Dr. Foster or Dr. MacArthur, either one, what can we expect in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, we're still getting, as we do more testing on a statewide basis and even in other states, we're getting a better picture of how widespread this virus is. We still don't know the full answer is to, you know, have 5% of the population have it, 10% of the population. I mean, we're certainly nowhere near that 70 to 90% for herd immunity. Even in hard hit places like New York, they're thinking maybe 10 or 20% from what I've read. So, but at the same time, I am sure that there were people that came and visited Florence this weekend that have the coronavirus, and they might even be asymptomatic. I'm not talking about people that have had it and recovered and have antibodies. I'm talking about people that are actively infected and largely asymptomatic. To think that there was no one that visited here that had coronavirus is being a bit naive. Hopefully, by our social distancing, our masks, all those other things, we're not going to see any type of spike or surge. We will have to watch over the next couple of weeks to see if we see any increased cases. But if we do, we are in a much better position now than we were a month ago, and especially 2 months ago. Testing much more available. If someone tests positive, much better ability to do contact tracing to figure out who they've been involved with. And only time will tell. But, you know, I think that the COVID virus is going to be with us for months to come. At what level, we don't know, but we're much better prepared to, you know, deal with it in terms of figuring out who got exposed, who has it, and we're understanding more about the disease and how it makes people sick, and even though there's not a cure out there, how to better treat them when they do get sick.
And what I would add is that the hospitals are better prepared, and we're able to handle it if we do have some sick patients. The other side of it is, if you're a vulnerable person, if you're someone whose immune system is not able to handle this, those individuals need to continue to protect themselves and to be vigilant. And remember that it, in any population, the potential exists for there to be a virus like this out there. And so those persons, please be more vigilant, be more aware, continue to protect yourselves from that potential, especially as we have lots of people coming. I personally saw license plates from three different states this weekend. So those people who are most vulnerable need to be the most vigilant also to continue to protect themselves.
I think that's good advice, and everybody staying vigilant was probably a good idea too. Thank you both
Absolutely.
Thank you both for being with me this morning, Dr. Willie Foster, Dr. Heather MacArthur. Appreciate the updates here, good information, and we'll look forward to doing this again at some future time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
That's our Peace Harbor checkup for this morning. Thank you much.